England smells like a pumpkin. I'll be some bicycles to that too. Westminster Abbey, the Tower.
London, South, the Tower Block. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. But no, they've done it up really nice. And of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
45, 46, 47, 48.
Errol, you seen my list?
49, 50.
No, it's the list. I made the list last night. I made a list.
No.
There's loads of stuff on it. I remember thinking I'm going to have a murderous day today. I'm going to be experiencing stress levels only known by fighter pilots in a combat situation when they've got a really annoying co-pilot. You know, won't shut up.
51,
52. It was something about eggs. Eggs, got by an egg cup because I'm fed up with balancing them. Something to do with Christmas. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I've got to complain about those crackers I had last year. God. That means a letter because I'm not phoning China. And that means I've got to buy a Chinese dictionary as well.
53! 54!
54, that's it. I've got to get a new padlock from a locker at the pool. I heard someone mention the first two numbers of my combination yesterday. I think there might be something going on, you know?
55! 56! I can see your list, it's under the sofa.
Oh, yeah. Right, egg cup, crackers, pad... Oh, no, I've got to get a birthday card for my dad. I haven't got time. I'll get him two next year.
58, 59, 60.
Shouldn't you do it with the left arm as well?
No, no, I want to build up one really strong arm and keep the other one normal.
Why?
Well, you know, for doing gentle things like stroking pets or icing cake.
Oh, I see. Or applying canistan.
Eh?
Nothing. But it's going to make you look weird, you know, one big arm, one little arm. It's like an underfunded bionic man.
Only from the front.
And you'll get called names like the Claw or One Arm Bandit.
I don't mind. Names can't hurt you.
Well, you try telling that to my old mate, Diarrhea Dave. His school days were a misery.
Did he have a bit of an accident?
No, no, he got the name because he was the only one in the whole school who could spell it. What are you doing with my binoculars?
Oh, I thought I saw something by the bins. No, it can't be. No, no, it's not possible, is it?
What?
I thought I saw a fox.
Oh, yeah, there's loads of them down there.
Foxes? In the city?
Yeah, we got foxes, Land Rovers. Even got something you don't have in the country. Jolly Farmers. It's that pub opposite Asda.
Excuse me, do you do padlocks?
Yeah, what sort do you want?
For somebody to keep out the best burglars.
There's no such thing.
What? Why do people buy them then?
To keep out the bad burglars.
What do you use?
A wind chime. I live in a tent.
Are you one of them funny cobblers?
No, I got evicted last week.
Oh, right. Well, what did you use before?
I used the Sultan of padlocks. The Prendeville Stout Heart.
Oh. Is it any good?
Oh, it's all right.
Well, I've one of them.
Anything else? Heels? Uppers? Hip flask engraved? Trophy for the wife?
No, not married.
How about some odour readers? A steel comb? Or something for the back of the car? A nodding dog? Or a gilded tissue box?
Business not going too well then, is it?
Oh, it's dreadful, mate. Keys? Heels? It's all dead.
But surely people always need trophies.
Yeah, not round here. Nobody wins anything. Apart from that poodle on Grange Road. And that's not a cup, it's a rosette. You sure there's nothing else you need? Here, how about a new set of front door keys? Two for one, special offer.
All right, go on.
And I'll tell you what, I'll chuck in a complimentary key fob. How about this one? Man-eater.
No, thanks.
Debbie?
No.
Jailbait.
No.
Rabbi.
No.
How about friend of Michaela Strachan?
Well, why would I want that?
Do you hang about with Michaela Strachan?
No.
Well, it's no good to you then.
Well, just, you know, surprise me with something.
Hello, Sean. Where you been? Battersea Dogs Home?
No.
Of course, no dog. Booking a holiday?
No.
aromatherapy massage?
No.
No, you do seem tense. What does that say on your keyring? I love hummus. You been to a vegetarian restaurant?
No.
Picking wild berries?
No.
Of course not. It's November. Oh, no, I've got it. You've been having Japanese lessons?
No.
Of course not. You got a Chinese dictionary? Oh, I don't know, Sean. You're so complicated. I'll never work you out.
...245, 246, 247, 248...
Why are you counting out loud?
Oh, I'm just trying to remember how many push-ups I did earlier. 249... 250... All right, and then I did another one, so that's 251. So then I stopped, so it's 251.
What's that?
It's a carton of Estonian cigarettes.
Oh, what was Billy Two Nans doing around here?
Oh, he's in the bathroom. He's a bit upset.
Hello? Billy? You all right?
No.
All right, well, you come out when you're ready.
What's wrong with him? I don't know. Why is he called Billy Two Nans?
Don't you know? I thought everyone knew that.
No.
It was obvious. The reason he's called Billy Two Nans is both his nans are still alive.
She's gone, Sean! She's finally gone!
Which one?
Nana I.
I'm sorry, mate.
Me too.
Was it quick?
Fourth round. Sandy Toxvig was given her definition of quaffter when Nana A turned to me with a twink in her eye and said, bluff, and she was gone.
Well, at least you were there, mate.
And do you know what the correct definition of quaffter is?
No.
It's a lump that grows on a horse's arse, according to Rula Lenska.
Toxvig was bluffing. Well, at least your nan got it right.
Yeah, but a lump.
I wouldn't read too much into that, mate. It's just a coincidence. Could have been anything, like...
Porg.
What's that?
It's a Viking post box.
See? Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but she could have died on a word that meant something nice.
Like chumpet. It's a 14th century cushion.
No, that was a bluff. Eh? No, chumpet is a face pack made from ostrich placenta.
Look... I'm sorry to trouble you like this, fellas. I just never thought it would happen. I mean, there's so much to sort out. The funeral, the will...
Your new name?
Yeah. Billy One Nan doesn't sound right. What about Billy Nan?
Why don't you try and move away from the whole Nan thing, you know? What have you still got two of?
Ghoulies.
No. There's already a wrestler called Billy Two Ghoulies. And I don't think the Cherokee tribe would take kindly to using his name. Anyway, that's not important.
Yeah. I've got a funeral to organise... And I would like it if you two came.
I can't. I'm doing my voluntary work.
Hey?
Yeah, I walk dogs for the sick, the elderly and the missing.
Yeah. And I'm,
It would mean a lot to me.
Yeah, of course I'll come, though.
Thanks, mate. I'd better be off.
I feel sorry for Billy Two Nan, One Nan, Ghoulie, whatever he's called now.
Yeah, well, it was always going to be on the cards. I mean, nans don't live forever.
And he'll have to change all his stationery.
I don't think that'll be a problem, no. But he will have to respray his van.
Yeah. And he'll have to get over the death of Nana A. Have you ever had a nickname?
No, people have tried it, but they never really stuck. You know, silly names like Peanuts.
Oh, were you very short?
No, just had a bag of peanuts one day. Like I say, it doesn't take much.
Flat 77.
Barbara? What have you done to my football trophy?
Nothing.
Have you knocked it over during your aerobics?
I haven't touched your stupid trophy.
It's broken. My name's been scratched off. I'll have to get it redone now.
I don't know why you're so worried about it. Your teammates only got it for you as a joke.
No. That year I really did have the mildest shot in the Sunday League. Hang on. Can you smell keys?
Have a jump or get off the board. Other people want to use it.
I can't.
Well, get off then.
I can't.
Would it help if I came up there and pushed you in?
Oh, no.
Well, just stay where you are.
Everything all right, Sean?
Yeah, it's fine, Podge. We'll just close the diving boards, wait till he gets tired and falls in.
Could be a long wait.
Ah, don't mind. I need the overtime.
Hey, I heard about Billy too, Nan. One Nan, no Nan, Ghoulies.
We're just calling him Billy at the moment.
Poor fella. I'd hate to have a nickname.
What? Is Podge your real name?
Yeah.
Your parents christened you Podge?
Well, I was a fat baby.
They give you a middle name?
Yeah, yeah. They were big fans of Neil Innes.
Well, why don't you use Neil?
No, that wasn't the bit they used. It's Podge Innes.
Flat 57.
Back up! Back up! Bit more! No, whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Colin, wake up! Colin, you all right?
Oh, it was horrible. I was having another of those parking nightmares.
Hey, it's all right. It's all over now.
Oh, my rear view judgment was shot to pieces.
Shh, it's all right. It's all right.
We go home now, Fudge. I don't think he can swim.
I'm sure he's got bigger worries than that. I mean, look at his face. That's not just panic. He's a deeply unhappy man.
Excuse me. No, I think it's definitely me.
Colin, wake up. What's the matter?
I dreamt I couldn't get served.
All right, just go back to sleep.
It was horrible. And the one-armed bandit paid out in tokens.
And he went over £2.
Oh. Don't worry, you're not in the pub now. You're at home in bed with me.
Oh, great.
I'll have a pint of Bass, scampi fries, whatever you're having, love.
Morning, Sean. You look smart. Where are you off to? Christening?
No.
Launch of a new internet website?
No.
Collecting a Community Action Trust Award for grassing up some local villains?
No.
Funeral? No, can't be. You're not wearing a tie.
Damn!
Ow, I got it right. I'm on a roll now. Is it your dad?
No.
Is it your mum?
No.
Is it anything to do with heavy metal or agriculture?
No.
I'll never work you out, Sean.
Errol, have you got a tie? I need a tie. Quick, I'm late. Tie.
Sean, look at my shoes.
I'm late. I need a tie.
All the heels have come off my shoes.
Wow. Now, where's the tie?
In the sock drawer. Are your shoes all right?
Yeah. Which one's the sock drawer?
Is this another one of those city things I don't understand?
Errol, tie. I need the tie.
That drawer. All your shoes don't break at the same time. Not when you're not wearing them.
Is this the only tie you've got?
Even my brogues, and I've only worn one. Smells of keys in here.
Oi, mate, shouldn't you go left there?
Nah.
But we'll get stuck on Palmer Road.
No, we won't.
We will?
Be fine.
No, this time of day, Palmer Road's a nightmare.
Relax, would you? It'll be clear.
See, what did I tell you? We're stuck now.
All right, mate, calm down.
I'm going to be late now. I'm going to miss a funeral.
You're going to a funeral? In that tie? Who's died? Foghorn Leghorn? Or has Tom finally caught Jerry?
Can you just turn the car round and go down Collier Road? What's the matter with you?
Well, it's just funny, isn't it?
I'm running late.
You got a Wallace and Gromit tie on.
It's not my tie. Look, I'm going to walk. How much do I owe you?
Oh, forget it, mate. Any friend of Morph's, a friend of mine.
Hello, Mrs. Chettle.
Oh, hello, Errol.
Is Trixie ready? Yes, I think so. We should be all right with all those big dogs.
Oh, yeah, because I keep her on this arm with the small dogs. See, the big dogs I hold with this arm. It means I can apply the exact amount of restraint in relation to the dog's neck strength.
Oh.
I mean, if I had Trixie on this arm, one yank and her head would come off.
I did wonder about your arms.
Yeah. I also do face painting for lunatics.
Oh.
Yeah. I use this arm to draw the whiskers and this arm to keep their heads still.
Why do lunatics want their faces painted?
You know, I've never asked myself that question. I think they're ready to go.
Oh, well, where do you take them?
Oh, you know, the park, along the canal, through the Beckett Centre. Oh. Sometimes if we're lucky and we see one, we go on a mini urban fox hunt.
Oh, that would explain the red coat.
Yeah, and this.
My Trixie involved in blood sports.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a savage.
Oh, is she really, you little devil?
Yeah. I call her the Terminator. See you later, Mr. Chettle.
Bye.
All right, love! What are you doing later? What, girl? Don't get many of them to pound.
Eric, you don't say that to nuns.
They like it. Right, there's a nun comes in my little pub, right? Right, when she's collected 10 quid, she stands on the bar, takes all the clothes off.
That's not a real nun.
No, I think she is, right? We all try to get off with it, she's having none of it.
Well, just don't hassle people when we're trying to work, eh?
Well, I can't talk to anybody.
Well, not women, you'll get us into trouble.
What's this country coming to, eh? You can't even open your mouth anymore. Light your tie, mate!
It's not my tie.
All right, Gromit, fancy a piece of cheese?
I borrowed it. It's not mine.
Hey, Danny, is it all right for calling Gromit?
Yeah.
Gromit!
I'm going to a funeral.
Cheer up, Gromit. Might never happen.
I'm going to a funeral.
Don't get many end the pound.
He's going to a funeral. Whoa, boys! Whoa, boys! Hey, now you lot wait here, right? I'm just going to go in this shop, then we can go hunting.
Ah, come to get your shoes mended?
No, did you sell those really long retractable dog leads?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15.
Look, you sure you haven't got any heels that need mending, eh? Eh? I mean, a medium-sized bloke like you running around, your heels must be crumbling as we speak.
Oh, I do all my arm cobbling. There's not much to it, really, it's just a knack.
Hello, Billy. Am I late?
That's all right, we haven't started yet. Here, thanks for wearing a tie, mate. Most people didn't bother.
Oh, really? So I could take it off?
No, keep it on. She really liked them two characters, especially Gromit. That was very thoughtful of you.
Who's the old lady in the blue hot pants?
Oh, that's Nana B. Looks good, doesn't she?
Well, if you take everything into account, yeah.
Oh, look, it's Gromit. Oh, she loved that show.
No, my name's Sean.
Oh, Perky, come over here and meet Gromit.
Oh, hello, Gromit. I'm Perky, your mate of Billy's.
Yeah,
oh, she loved that dog. She used to love watching what he got up to. Hey, do you know Snudge? Snudge, this is the mate of Billy's, Gromit.
All right, boy, don't mind if I call you Gromit, do you?
Yeah, but my name's
Yeah, her favourite one was the one with a she.
Oh, yeah, actually, she wet her pants watching that.
25 times she did. I bought it for her on video, and when the doctor needed a sample, I fast-forward it to the bit where he gets his head stuck in the bag.
Where she thinks he's gone blind!
And the penguin's goggles missed up!
And he falls into the tub of flour, and they think he's a cow! But he's not! He's a penguin!
Covered in flour! With misty goggles!
Oh, I wish I hadn't worn these up pain.
What's your favourite Gromit then, Gromit?
Well, I don't really watch it.
How did you get in the line then, boy?
Ah, well, that's not...
Here we go. Here comes Fonty.
Who?
The vicar. And I do apologise for the delay. If we can now continue with the cremation.
What was the old up, Vic?
Well, it seems our previous client was not quite ready for our services. If you'd all like to come into the chapel, Mr. Two Nans, One Nan,
Billy'll do.
Whoa, boys, whoa. The most important thing when you're hunting is to be patient.
Hello. Oh, what a lovely afternoon.
Yeah, it's perfect. Just the right conditions.
Cool. Look at all those dogs. You have got a lot of dogs. How do you remember all their names?
Oh, yeah, I call them the pack, except this one.
Oh, the little one. Oh, he's lovely.
That's the Terminator.
How can you afford to feed them all?
Fox! Sorry, I got to go. Charge!
So, how are you feeling then, Billy?
Well, not happy about that headstone. I told them, put Nana in lowercase and then a capital A. Looks stupid, nah, nah.
Hey, you're next on the pool table, Gromit.
Am I?
Yeah, we chalked your name up. Gromit!
Be over in a minute, Perky. Billy, I don't want to make a big fuss, but I was wondering if you could have a word with your family, explain that I'm not called Gromit.
Yeah, of course. All right, listen up. My mate here says you can all stop calling him Gromit. He doesn't like it.
And remember to visit our food village to enjoy our full range of baked potatoes from around the world. At 4 o'clock in WH Smith, the Youth of the World fishing correspondent Bob Nudd will be signing copies of his new book, Bob Nudd's World of Fishing with Bob Nudd, by Bob Nudd. The Beckett Centre, a great place to shop, eat or meet. Bob Nudd will be signing copies of his new book at 4 o'clock.
Sorry. Oh, there he is, boys! He's got into Asda!
The Beckett Centre welcomes everybody, but don't forget, no dogs except guide dogs.
Well, three of them are. Oh, boys, he's got into Smith's!
Hello, Mr. Nudd.
Call me Bob. Nudd.
Shot, Wallace.
Thanks.
Can I get you a drink, Vic? Hey, Funty. Hey, Funcy. Yeah, all for Funtarelli.
Yes, I'll have a half, or maybe, yes. What are you drinking, Gromit?
Excuse me, Vic, it's Wallace. He don't like Gromit.
Well, actually, no, I think I prefer Gromit.
Listen, everybody, it's back to Gromit.
Hooray!
Hey, Gromit, have you met Billy's cousin Letitia?
Oh, you've got a real name.
I used to have a nickname. For years they called me Cantaloupe.
Oh. Makes sense.
Yeah, but I got to the semi-finals with stars in their eyes. And when Matthew said, who are you going to be for us tonight, Letitia? Everything changed.
Oh, Letitia, you're going to get up and sing for us, are you, Gil?
No.
Go on,
no.
Go on,
give us a song.
No.
Yes, song.
No!
Oh, hello, Mrs. Chettle. I bought the Terminator, Trixie, back.
Oh, she looks exhausted. Better get you some dinner.
Oh, no, I wouldn't bother. She's already eaten.
Not fox.
No, these urban foxes, they're dead crafty. Yeah. It ran into the body shop. Lost the scent.
What did she eat?
14 bottles of juniper and blackberry shampoo. Oi, Gromit, why don't you get up and sing a song?
All right.
Very tender and sweet, and I always will.
That was fantastic!
It was like having Elvis in the room, boy.
I saw Elvis in Las Vegas, and you are better than Elvis. Gromit.
Why don't you call me Elvis?
Well, there's only one Elvis.
Come on, Nana B. You get up, Gil. Come on, give us a song.
I just finished my scamping. Now I can sing on it. Oh, smelly sighs.
You're right, Nana.
I can't breathe!
Call an ambulance! Can't lose two in one day!
It's all right.
I'm a lifeguard. If you step out of the way, I can help her. Just grab around the waist and...
Yeah!
What was stung in the throat, boy?
Bit of scampi.
Is she all right?
She'll be fine. She'll be fine. She'll be right.
Well, I don't know how to thank you, boy.
It's very simple. It's called the Heimlich manoeuvre.
The Heimlich manoeuvre?
Oh, no. You're not going to start calling me Heimlich.
Hello, give us a bit of credit. You deserve a drink. What are you having? Scampi?
Scampervan!
Scampervan by Oven!
What is it now, Colin?
Another nightmare. I dreamt I had really feminine hands.
But you have got really feminine hands. Oh, Colin, your dreams are so boring.
So, what are you called now? Is it Grummet or Scampi?
Well, it's a little bit complicated. First of all, I was Scampi, then Scamper, then for all, I was Scampervan, which turned into Scampervan Beethoven. When they got bored of that, it was Brahms and Liszt. Dismissed. Ain't you got no homes to go to? Betty Boo doing the do. Winnie the Pooh down the loo. I've got the flu. Flew back from Jamaica of her own accord, Honda Accord. Peter Fonda, easy rider, incy wincy spider. Upstairs, downstairs, in his nightgown, wee Willie Winky. Billy the Kid, William of Orange, Billie Jean King, the king of rock and roll. Tonight, Errol, I was Elvis.
Sean, there's only one Elvis.
Yeah, they realised that. And in the end, they settled for Sean. One nan. I was drunk, she had blue hot pants on, you know.
Oh, no, not me shoes! Oh, I can't afford it, not me shoes!
Colin, what is it now?
A cobbler has broken into our house and he's deliberately knackered all our shoes!
Well, that's more like it, that's a proper dream!
No, look, he's doing it!
Fair enough, you caught me red-handed. Here, do you like hummus? Sean Locke's 15 Stories High starred Sean Locke with Rob Rouse, Dan Mersch, Tracy Ann Overman and Paul Putner. It was written by Sean Locke with additional material by Martin Trenerman and Fraser Steele. The script editor was Mark Jones and the producer was Chris Neal.